and welcome to a very special wedding episode of Sprague and Zig Geek. You are listening to this episode because we had to take the weekend off because my man over here is getting married.
Yeah, poorly planned and everything. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're less than a week out, and I still don't know any of the details. We were hiking on the day that we're recording this. I'm like, hey, you got any details? He's like,
I mean, get there at 4, ceremony starts at 5, should be done in about 10-15 minutes, hang out, bullshit, eat food, and go until people are done.
Yeah, but like, what do you need people to bring?
I'm actually going to send out a list today. I'm going to do the thing.
Like, do you want us all in regular clothes?
Oh, regular clothes. Whatever you want to be dressed in. Like, you can like, be dressed up.
Snazzy.
I'm wearing a vest and dress pants. That's it.
So basically what you wore for your bachelor party?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
That's pretty much about it. Like, my thought is comfort as much as possible. Mind you, at this point, it's already passed, so.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, fucking bad.
We'll see what I wore, but we'll find out, I guess.
Exactly.
If you are out there and you want to send your congratulations, your well wishes, your thoughts of impending doom to Hammer.
I was waiting for that part, yeah.
You could send everything to him via the Facebook page, the Instagram page, which we only check really the Instagram page.
Do we get traffic on the Instagram page?
I only check it during cons, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's all I do too. Like, I switch to that one, and then when I'm posting, that's about it.
I switch to that just for cons, mm-hmm. and then I post our con photos because I'm like, you should probably use it more, but then, like,
That's a lot of effort, though.
Yeah.
Social media is exhausting sometimes.
It's not that social media is exhausting, it's that people are exhausting.
Yes. And social media is there to technically connect people.
So, what we wanted to do with this episode is we figured since the console generation is technically coming to an end this generation.
Just like my singlehood?
Just like your singlehood. Everything's ending this year. Since the console generation is ending, and we know we're going to be getting the next generation of consoles with the Series X and the PS5.
Yeah.
Even though we're still going to get new games for Xbox One and PS4 for a few more years to come, I imagine.
Yeah.
We wanted to go back and talk about some of our hits and misses from the generation, some of our favorite games, some of our least favorite games, some of our favorite features and such, what we wanted, what we didn't get, blah, 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 blah. Just something to kind of keep you guys remembering that we're here while we take a week off.
I like we're being honest.
This is our filler episode. Yeah. This is the episode where you're like, why did you need to have 20 episodes this season? You could have 19.
So, but at the same time, I feel like these are the more true us episodes than the other ones, because we talk about news and like that, which means you technically could skip those and just watch news. This time, you can't get this from the news. You can only get this bullshit
get this bullshit from us, which, I mean, take for that what you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. So, this console generation, I'm guessing is going to be Xbox One, PS4, and Switch? Or Wii U?
Switch, yes, but you're going to have to carry that.
That's fine.
I have nothing, no knowledge when it comes to Switch.
That's fine.
All I know is you can pick it up and take it on the go.
Yep, in the bathroom.
And poop with it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's all I've got. Like, there's not enough for me to want to buy a Switch. As much as I would like to play Zelda, I'm like, I'm not buying a system for Zelda and Octopath Traveler. Like, I just can't do it.
Octopath, yeah. Yeah.
Which is 8 paths.
It's not 8 people.
That's why it's faster.
Yeah. Not 10 tickle path.
Whoa.
Weird. Okay, I just want to make sure that, because Wii U is kind of the Nintendo systems have been in their own thing.
Wii U doesn't count. Yeah. Switch counts for this generation. Wii U is, that was an abomination. Even Nintendo's like,
The only reason
we went from Wii to Switch?
The only reason I had a Wii U is because Jackie had one. And I used to bring the best part about it is I could watch Netflix on the tablet while I was doing dishes. That was the coolest part about it.
That's what you want your gaming console to be.
Yeah. And it didn't do that well.
It was such a fucking trash.
It was a proof of concept, but not a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you want to start first? Do you want to start with which console you started off with? Because I can tell you what mine was.
I mean, yeah, we can start with console. I think yours was Switch, wasn't it?
No, my first console that I got of this one was Xbox One.
Was it really?
Yeah, I didn't buy a PS4 until the following generation. Like, I was... The
following
following holiday season. Yeah. What?
What? Wow, it doesn't affect you anymore?
What? God damn it, shut up. I wasn't paying attention to it.
Remember when Grudge came out for like an hour?
Fuck. And I don't even want to see it now, but yeah. No, I started with Xbox One, and I picked up, what is it, Gears 4, picked up Final Fantasy 15, and fuck, what else did I pick up? Ghost Recon Wildlands. I think.
Really?
I don't know if it was right off the bat, but I definitely picked, that's the games I remember the most for it, though. I remember playing Gears 4, and I was kind of mildly okay with it, but I bought it mainly because I was excited about Gears, and then I played Gears 4, and it was okay. Mm. And then Halo. That was it. Halo 5.
Halo 5? No.
Yeah, Halo 5 Guardians.
Isn't Halo 5 the next one?
No, Halo 6 would be the next one. Halo 5 Guardians came out.
Is it?
Yeah, Halo 4 was the last one on Xbox 360. I think.
I have Sunset Overdrive. I guess my Halo is digital.
Yeah. Because I wanted to play that. Yeah, Halo 5, because I think 4... Fuck yeah. But yeah, played Halo, played Gears, and then I played the games I had the most fun with. Those pretty much like Ghost Recon Wildlands. I had so much fucking fun because I was playing with
TK, with the boys.
That's really, what made the most fun out of it. And I played 15 on an Xbox system, which felt so weird. And then the next year I got a PS4 and I stopped playing my Xbox One. What's your first one was PS4,
right? My first one was PS4, and I can't remember how long. Like, I bought my Xbox One, and it still just kind of sits there.
I mean, it's looking at us right now. Like, it's in a glass case of emotion while the other one's on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing my Xbox now to play Fable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which should tell you something. I bought my PlayStation 4... And I can't remember when I bought it, but it was probably a year after release. Because I know that the fanboy, who was on the show a long time ago, but he had it, and we were at his house playing, and we were playing Resogun, and I was like, okay, this is fine, but what else you got? And he's like, this is pretty much it, Need for Speed. And I was like, yeah, okay. So there's no reason for me to own this system yet. And I can't remember what came out that I was like, okay... It's time to jump ship. I know there was a bundle, and I bought the Last of Us Gears, Grand Theft Auto 5 bundle. And I think it was, I know that's why I bought it, but I don't know if there was a game that made me want to grab it, or if I just bought it just to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because I knew that, Uncharted was coming, and I knew that, Horizon was coming and God of War
God of War was kind of a surprise later on.
Maybe I didn't know God of War was coming. It was something else that I was like, I know this is coming. Final Fantasy, maybe. Because it didn't launch.
No.
So maybe I was getting ready for Final Fantasy, but I know the first year I was like, there's no reason for me to have
this. There was no reason. Like,
Resogun's great, but not a system seller great.
No, it's not. I remember buying the Xbox because there were games that were out that I wanted to play. And at the time, honestly, when PS4 was out, there wasn't games I wanted to play. That's what I remember. And I don't regret it. I look at it now because I'm like, funny is, like, when I bought it, I was very, hey, I'm getting the right choice. I'm like, it was at that time. Now I'm like, huh. Huh. I went Xbox before PS4.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, bless me. Sorry.
What was the first experience you had on your system that really made you, go like, holy shit, I'm in the next generation kind of thing?
Oddly enough, Resogun.
Really?
Because your controller talks to you.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's like, sorry, large humans. I was like, whoa. Whoa. Not enough games take advantage of that speaker, I feel. There are some games where if you pick up audio files, it'll play through the speaker.
Division did that.
While you're still playing the game. And I'm like, this is... fine, why don't you do this? And I was like, oh, because Xbox doesn't have it, so they would have to program it specifically, just like the touchpad. Like, nobody uses the touchpad. Yeah, I think that was probably my first, oh. What about yours?
I asked a question I actually didn't have an answer for, and I'm still trying to think of it. Fuck. That's really hard.
I mean, would it be the Switch? The ability to just get up and walk with your system? That's the whole reason you bought the Switch.
The sad part about it, it wasn't the Switch. I have to say it's probably the PS4, because it wasn't, and it was just the PS4, not even a game. Because the Xbox I played, and I was like, cool, it was the rest mode. Because that changed the way I play games.
Dude.
Like, rest mode genuinely does change to the point where it's so hard to go to Xbox because it doesn't have it. And you and I have talked about it with, like, Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back.
Yeah.
It's really hard to go back. And that changed the way I remember. And I just remember pausing it, going away, coming back, going, huh, yay.
It does.
Or switching.
It does it.
Yeah, and switching between games and, like, media. And then being able to
go back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That just blew my fucking mind. That's probably the epitome of this generation for me, is just that freedom to be able to do
that. That is definitely my favorite feature.
Like, even the Switch, the idea of being able to pick it up and play it away from the screen, that hasn't really come to it because I played my Switch mostly in undocked mode.
Have a tablet.
Yeah, so I basically have a tablet. Yeah. But the PS4, that's probably what made me realize I was in the next generation. I do think about that whole thing about the speaker and the light, though, is Transistor. Which is by Supergiant, and I fucking love their games, but Transistor did it really well because the sword talks to you, and it talks through the speaker, but it also, the lights match with it, because it's matching the lights on the screen and everything like that, and when the sword is sick, you can see the color change and talk. It was fucking trippy, and I love that. But other games don't use it at all.
I mean, because you have to program for that, and it's extra work. Why would you do it when you could
sucks.
Right. Like, I understand why they don't. You're just like, wish you...
PS5 is not going to have any of those. It's not going to have the touchpad, I don't think.
It has to.
You think so?
The games are backwards compatible. How do you play PS4 games without a touchpad? And all of the patents for the PS5 controller have the touchpad on it.
Do
it
really? Has to. It's not going to have the light, at least. Because the
it
light
has to.
What does the light do, though?
It's for VR. I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's not going to have the speaker? I'm just starting to knock stuff off. But anyways.
I mean, at this point, it has to have a speaker, because I really like the speaker. I wish it was used more.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish it was used more. But whatever.
Okay.
What is your game of this generation?
God of War, 100, hands down.
Oh, okay.
Like, not even a doubt in my mind. God of War is the one I think about the most.
God of War is great.
It is.
I want to go back and play it again.
I do. And I have to hold myself to not go back and play it because I have other
games. I'm like, I platinumed this game. I don't need to go play this. And it's like, boy.
Yeah. Just that the game is cinematically beautiful.
But I want to hold on to it. Like, because I know I'm going to play it again when God of War 2 is coming closer. Yeah. So the story's fresher. And the fact that when they were like, there's not gonna be any load screens, we're like, yes, there are. Shut your face. Like, you can't do this. And like, no, there's no load screens. We're like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played the game, we're like, holy fuck.
There are no load screens.
There are no load screens.
It's like when we saw 1917 and we're like,
yeah.
Wow.
And like, you know where they're loading. You're like, oh, okay. I see how you hid the load screens, but still.
You did a good job at it.
There are no fucking load screens. Once the game starts, it goes. You can play the entire game without a load screen, and I'm just like,
yep.
Wow. And watching that documentary, I know you said the fact that they were like, basically at the edge of, fuck, this game isn't going to do what we want it to do, and one little thing just happens to make it work, and like, oh, it works now, is just... I loved God of War. I want to get back to God of War. I want to play it again. That was such a good experience.
What is yours?
Horizon.
How's it
without
really?
Fucking
it's love solid game. Solid
fucking Horizon. Choice. God, it is so good. The combat is so
it's
crisp.
Fun. Even if you played
side quests, don't feel like hey, why don't you go pick this for me and come back? There are those, but they feel important. You have characters which are important, which I don't think we get enough of, and especially open world games. Like in Far Cry, I can't name any of the people. I love Far Cry games, but they're just like, go kill shit.
Yeah.
You know why you're here. And I'm like, I know why I'm here. Horizon is just so well done that I cannot wait for Horizon 2. I am so into Horizon. That is easily my game of the generation. And I love God of War, but man.
No. Those are the two games. Now,
granted, Last of Us comes out in a few months.
Yeah.
And Last of Us 2 may blow it out of the water, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I would say those two are the two that are at the top of my list when I think about games in general, because they both provided unique experiences. Mm-hmm. And while God of War is a sequel, it is its own game.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to know any of that other stuff. If you do, cool, but you just...
You don't. And if you don't, it explains it to you. Of like, and I like the way that Atreus is telling the story... Kratos is telling the story of his past, but he's changing it.
Yeah.
I love God of War.
I loved Horizon was amazing. Like, yeah. I still, like, Jackie played it again. I heard the whoop, 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 whoop of her putting a little thing out. But I'm so freaking glad they gave Guerrilla the chance to do something different. Because this is far better than any fucking Killzone game.
Oh, yeah,
leaps and bounds.
Their Killzones, I felt like they were... Like, I didn't even feel like they wanted to make Killzone games.
No, I just felt like they were kind of pigeonholed.
Yeah, even the first Killzone. Like, I didn't feel like they wanted to make Killzone.
They were okay. Yeah, but fine. Fuck, they did that, and that took them to the next level. The game is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yes. World building's fantastic. I loved the story.
Yeah.
I loved exploring that shit. So I'm with you 100%. That one's a really good choice. Since we know our
favorite. Red Dead Redemption.
So you know what I was going to ask. What is your least favorite or your biggest disappointment?
I wouldn't say least favorite, but biggest disappointment is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Yeah, we were at Disney when it came out, and I started seeing all the reviews of like how it's a 10 and it's great, and it's like 50 hours. It's like 50 hours, but it's great, and it doesn't feel like any. And blah, blah, blah. And if you liked the first one, I'm like, oh my god, I cannot wait to get home and play Red Dead. And I got home and played Red Dead, and I'm like, what am I missing? Like, did you guys not play Red Dead 1? Red Dead 1 was fun. You're on a horse, but it was fun. This one, I feel like, hey, how would you like to ride a horse from New York to California? I wouldn't. Oh. But you should do it anyway.
You're gonna do it.
Okay. Like, the aiming is still kind of off. Like, if you don't use your super ability or whatever, it's hard to shoot, I feel, sometimes. It just feels, for such a huge world, it feels so empty. And I know it's kind of the point of that it's supposed to feel empty because it's the Wild West, but it just doesn't feel fun empty. It feels empty. Where... Like, Red Dead Redemption was empty, but there was always something to do, I felt like.
And something to discover.
Yes. I mean, there were animals to kill, there were random robberies and stuff, and you have that in Red Dead 2, but it just didn't feel...
Everything felt off.
Yeah.
And also, like, even to the point of, like, fast travel was a pain in the ass.
Dude.
Even just, like, the idea of, like, doing cinematic mode with a horse, it was never easy to just put your horse on.
Yeah, they were like, you just put it on and your horse, and I'm like, no, it won't. It fucking runs off a cliff sometimes.
Yep. And if it did that, that would have been great. I would have loved to just sit back and watch sometimes. That might have made it easier, because then I could have relaxed. But no, I had to do everything. Okay. That game, it is a solid choice for disappointment. It is not my choice, though.
Mm.
My choice is Borderlands 3.
Mm.
When I talk about expectations, like Red Dead 2, I was excited for. Borderlands 3, I was super excited when we even had the thing about the new expansion, quote unquote, mini expansion for
Borderlands 2.
I was super excited. I was like, yes, about fucking time. I cannot fucking wait. And then I didn't get to play it right away. And then I started joining in with you guys' games a little bit, and it never really clicked. Nothing just... I haven't gone back to the game.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'd never
There's got been that the second DLC was announced.
Yeah.
It hasn't come out yet, but it's been announced, and I'm like, eh.
I just haven't gotten motivated
it's
to go back
to it. It's the first mainline Borderlands that I haven't platinumed. I platinumed Borderlands 2. I haven't platinumed this one. I'm like, eh, maybe.
It feels almost like pre-sequel in a way, maybe. Like, yeah. There's something that's just off to me about it. Maybe, like, again, it's one of those maybe I just change.
Took too long. Yeah, I mean, it's been almost 9 years.
Yeah. And I like the game. The gunplay feels fine. Like, it feels good, even.
It feels, yeah, it aims better, I feel, than any of the other.
And there's a lot of quality of life improvements, but mm-hmm. it's almost like it came too late. And again, like to your point, the villains wise, not living up to Captain Jack or Captain Jack.
No, the something twins.
The Calypso twins.
Yeah, there we go.
They're there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot about the game. Like, it is not terrible, but it is disappointing.
Yeah, no, it's not terrible at all. And Red Dead 2 isn't
terrible. No, it's just disappointing for what you expected.
Yeah, 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 totally. Because I loved Red Dead, and what I got out of Red Dead 2, I was like, I would just rather go back and play Red Dead again.
Yeah.
Like, the story's so much better. The story's way better of, like, you're a dude, the IRS is like, hey, you need to go kill your old running mates.
Yeah.
Or we're going to kill your family. It's like, Jesus fuck!
Well, it sounded really fucking cool. The game originally talked about it, like, you had to go and hunt down your peers.
Yeah.
And that, I was like, oh my god, it's like almost like big-ass, badass boss fights. It's not what we got.
I just...
Yeah.
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 What was your biggest surprise?
Game-wise?
Yeah, well, obviously.
First thing that comes to mind is probably silly, I guess. But you, I had watched you play Second Son, right?
Okay.
And you were not happy with it for many reasons. I did play through it. And Second Son, I think I enjoyed more than you.
I like Second Son.
But like, as in, like, I definitely think I enjoyed it more than you. But what really surprised me is playing First Light. I really fucking loved First Light. And I did not expect to like it so much, but it was a different game. It wasn't just you use the powers that you got as, like, Delson, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I weren't just the same. Her powers were different. The way she used her powers were different. The way she explored the world was different. And I liked it a lot. And it was way more personal. And it was way more capsized. Like, it was its own game in a really beautiful way. And I guess that kind of surprised me that it stuck with me. Like, I was trying to think about just in general, like, games that were really pretty, and that one stuck with me. It still does. Like, I remember running with the neon and stuff like that, and the game's fucking gorgeous on that point.
I have it.
The First Light?
Yeah. I've booted it up and played a little bit, but I haven't gone back to it. Like, I need to.
It, like, again, I don't know about now, because it was also, I played it right at the beginning when it was out free, and it was, that was probably, for me, probably a surprise, because I didn't expect to like it as much. Or even more than Second Son, because Second Son was pretty good, but it had its issues. But this one, I was like, damn. At least the way I felt, pretty and kind of heartfelt. What about right. you?
The only thing I could really think of is Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, it was so much fun to go back.
Because the first ones were fun, and I was like, why would you do the same game? Like, it's Ratchet and Clank. It's the same company, they're just doing it a little differently, but it's the same first game. I'm like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And I was like, okay, it actually made me want to play more Ratchet and Clank, which the other ones never made me do. Even though I played a bunch of them, I was never like, I want another Ratchet and Clank. I'm like, I want another Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. Ratchet and Clank 2. It was fun to go back. I loved, like, Ratchet and Clank and Going Commando. Never played the third one.
There's like seven of them.
But I mean, like, the first three and PS2 kind of thing. Yeah. It was really fun to go back. Like, I think it's a decent franchise that kind of deserves to go back.
I think it needs more fanfare than what it gets.
Yeah.
Because it is a really good platformer.
Yeah. No, I'd agree on that. Like, I like the guns. They're inventive and they're
stupid. Yes, they're stupid.
And that's the reason why I do need to go back and play Sunset Overdrive. Because I remember, it's the same company. Yeah. And it's also
Insomniac.
Yay for Sony finally buying them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting what happens with Sunset Overdrive, because Insomniac owns the IP, but Microsoft owns the publishing rights of Sunset Overdrive, the first one. So you could do the second one for PlayStation, but
you won't be able to have people play the first one.
Right, it'll be interesting to see if they ever let that come over, or if they're like, no, it's ours, you bitches.
Yeah. I have no fucking clue what they're gonna do with that part. What is your favorite multiplayer experience?
I mean, I know it's going to be with Brochella.
You can make it game-wise or experience-wise. I'd say do both. And they don't have to be the same game, obviously. Because I have actually experience now. I was thinking more game-wise, but yeah.
Well, experience has to be party mode. The fact that we can just throw everybody in a party and we can all chat together.
Okay.
And not have to worry about, like, when we jump in games, if we're in a party, you're grouped together. You don't have to worry about inviting your friends to your squad or whatever. When it comes to games, probably just... Man. I don't know, because we've done stupid things in every game that we've played together for Brochella. Like, we just... We're like, eh, let's go fucking do this stupid thing. And we do it, and we're like, huh, didn't expect that to work.
Yeah.
But really, it's just... Brochella in general. Not any specific game, but just the fact that we've done Destiny and Battlefront and Wildlands and Division and I feel I'm missing one that we've Borderlands. Like, we've done all of these together, and it's just fun to, like, go down this path with your boys.
Yeah.
And just how we've even done a couple of Monster Hunters for some of us that did Monster Hunters. Like, we've done all kinds of different video game stuff with Brochella. And so just Brochella in general is going to be my choice for multiplayer stuff.
Okay.
What's yours?
It's funny when you mention all the games, I realize how late I joined the party when it comes to PS4, because there's at least a solid year or plus where I didn't join, or there's a solid year where I didn't play it, and then there was a solid year where I played, I don't know, the most played game was Persona 5, because I had like 100 plus hours, and your guys' was all Battlefront. Mine, like, experience-wise and game-wise is going to be the same. I think game-wise, it was... Surprisingly enough, it was like Wildlands. I did not expect to enjoy that much, but it was because of the experiences I had, mainly when I was playing with TK and Mando.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would do very much the shit of, like, let's do something stupid. Like, us buying, like, getting what we call Mortys and packing people into fucking helicopters and jumping out. And the first fucking experience of them all jumping out because they had their parachutes and I didn't. And I'm just sitting here going, like, I guess I'll die. Like, there's so many fucking memories, like, of us
I forgot. Like, I've been playing Wildlands, like, huh. And I just hit a button, like, oops, when I've been piloting the helicopter. Just
jump out.
And I'm like, I didn't mean to do that, but see you guys later.
It's like, face out, home slice. Had so many, like, that game alone provided so many opportunities just to do stupid ass shit.
The first time TK froggered a fucking helicopter.
Oh my god, yes, he went a whomp, and you're like, what the fuck, he goombaed.
See, we did something with Doug, and I can't remember what it was, but I was crying because it was so, fuck, I can't remember exactly what it was. I think that we all had a parachute, and he didn't, and so he just bailed, and he's like, what the fuck is going on?
That fucking game, I'm not gonna say it's a great game, but it gave great experiences.
Yeah,
like,
the people, no, it's not a great game, but it's fun to play with your friends.
Like, that was probably one of my favorites. Also, on a side tangent, probably one of, like, the silliest memories, but I fucking love this. When I did get into Brochella, Doug falling asleep while we were playing a game.
Dude.
Fuck. I had heard you tell about it. I had never experienced it. And I was like, I'm part of the crew. It felt like I was being an initiated.
Yeah, it's something else when he's just, like, in your ear. You're like, oh my god.
You're like, go to bed, buddy. Go to bed.
I'll call him up and be like, go to bed. You're snoring in her ear. Oh,
shit.
I do want to get back to some Brochella stuff. And,
I know.
And
it's been much more single player lately.
Yeah, it's... I mean, a lot of us have kids and families and such, so it's hard. And then by the time, you know, mine goes to bed, it's 8 o'clock-ish at night, and I'm like, I kind of want to do some just chill me time of, like, painting or whatever, and I probably should use that time to do a little bit more Brochella.
Balance it out.
Yeah, we'll see. Is there anything that you want from the next generation?
Ease, I guess. It's not necessarily just the games, it's just ease of access. Like, how, like, the idea of, like, I'm thinking about, like, rest mode. Rest mode changed the way I play games. I'm looking for what the next thing of that is.
Dude, the Microsoft story is fucking hell. Hell.
Oh.
Like, I'm on the main screen, I'm like, where's the fucking store? Like, I have to search for the store.
That
I'm like, who designed this UI?
It's the thing, like, well, it's like, you look at Microsoft's back office for Xbox Live is fantastic. Download games super fast.
Live is incredible. PS4,
like, the PlayStation Store has gotten better, but it's still shit.
Yeah.
Like, and my thought is, like, I just kind of
want to see... It's not runny shit. It's full-formed shit now.
It is. It's just, you know, well-rounded shit. I'm looking for ease of access, I guess. It's just between, like, the digital things. Like, fuck, if you think of the biggest thing that changed for us is how much we switched from physical to digital. And we were very opposed to it. Remember in the beginning? We were very like, Now I'm like, well, it's sell $3. Go buy Division 2. Why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Like, Division 2, I bought specifically digital because I didn't want to have a disc because I never wanted to have to go and get a disc to play with
friends. The fact that it was $3, though.
Well, I mean, no, recently, but before when I bought it.
But the fact that it was recently $3. Yeah. Like, that is insane to go, okay, we know... we know that... I mean, they could change... They can see those numbers, so they know the numbers have dropped, so they're like, well, we want to reveal this new expansion. What's the easiest way to get people... $3 for a game, because, like, they've sold essentially all the copies they're going to sell. Why not give people some cocaine?
Yeah.
$3 for a game of, like, that caliber of a game.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
So ease of access, make social gaming easier.
What do you mean social gaming?
Like, the idea of us talking about doing Brochella and stuff like that, make it so that we can have a freaking messenger thing between our groups. And one is, like, cross-platform, cross-save, shit like that. So it doesn't matter where you're at, so you can just play with your friends where they are. But you can communicate and make it easy to connect games. Even though we did it on PS4, there were so many times that we had to bounce out, bounce back in, to make sure we're grouped right, to make sure that
audio changed
right. And it was always way more tweaking than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'll make. Make that as seamless as possible, and it'll just be easy. Make it so you don't have a hurdle of making a party and stuff like that. Just saying, like, hey, I'm going to be hopping in. If you do, you do. And cool. And the game just continues.
Right.
That would be my thing. What about you?
I want better sound.
Ooh.
And I know that's a big thing, but, like, a lot of the games are like, we do Dolby Digital. I'm like, oh, welcome to 1998. Thanks for that, I guess. Why don't you?
It gets forgotten.
Sound designs in games is good, but they basically sound design for, you know, 5.1, which is the standard, and I'm like, you fucking lazy bitches, like, do something, give me good sound, give me DTS HD good sound, and a couple games will do it, but it's few and far between. I like your idea of the party system being refined and better.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good one. I know that, like, when we would have issues of one of us would be in a party, we'd all be in a party, and then somebody would be in a random game. We're like, how the fuck did you get in this game? Or, like, especially with Battlefront, and I think it was more of a Battlefront problem than, but we would try to join a game, it'd be full, so we'd be like, all right, we'll back out, and then somebody else would be like, well, no, I just got into the game. Because we backed out, and it's just like, fucking.
I had less issues with that on Xbox than I did on PS4, and that goes back to the PlayStation,
right.
The PS Store, the PSN versus Xbox Live.
Which right. I love Live.
I do. I mean, like, I do too. Like, I wish there was more games on it, but I fucking love that. That service is really solid.
Yeah, no, they did a great job building that thing. They did a great job.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I like this one. I feel like it was a good transition period, though. Just for digital-wise, like, I feel like it's changing the way that I game and way I look for sales. Like, used to be, like, every time it was holidays. Now they can do a sale on a weekend, and I might buy a game because it's fucking cheap. And I'm
they do sales all the time. All the
time. And it's got a better way to, like, you may not get me at full price for a game, but you will get me at sale price for a lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
And they found a good way to get to me. Better storage options? Like, my thought is... You have a 1 terabyte hard drive. Fills up real fucking quick.
It fills up
the fact that we have to remove a bunch to get ready for Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy is 100 gigs.
Like, that's a tenth of your hard drive, or more than a tenth of your hard drive. Yeah. This is a lot of it's taken by your operating system.
Yeah.
Something like that would be nice.
I mean, you can always upgrade your hard drive, but that's actually more difficult than I feel that it needs to be.
Yeah.
But I...
Like, downloading and installing games is stupid. Like, downloading, installing, and updating games, that's stupid. Like, downloading and installing and updating should all be one part of a thing. It should be done. So once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, I hate when you download a game and then you go to launch the game and it's like, now there's an update for this game. Like, well, and you're like, why didn't you just package this as one to thing?
It's like, fuck you. Fuck you very much.
Anything you want to add before we skedaddle out of here?
It's funny because the Switch never came up. I actually really like the system, and I feel like the system is a really solid attempt from Nintendo. The problem is they're doing the Dreamcast thing where they're mid-generations, so they're always going to be behind. Or they're ahead of the last and behind the next. And this next thing you went up to...
But they were never ahead of Xbox One and PS4.
Well, as in, like, I think that... Or maybe they, like, their mid-generations are caught up, I'm sorry, to the previous ones. Not generationally-wise, but, like... They're at least on a level because they're finally HD. Exactly. Switch it up. They have a lot of solid games on there. I just really wish they invested more in their hardware. And I'm really curious to see what they do with Xbox.
That's still...
That Game Pass thing, like, if they do that the way that they're talking about it...
I'm wondering what's going to happen with that.
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
But yeah, what about you?
Nothing. I got nothing I want to add.
Not going to buy the new system for like at least a year. Unless they have a good fucking
solid game. Like Horizon 2 or God of War 2 is a launch game.
Or Last of Us 3 pops up out of nowhere and you're like,
Rah! Yeah, unless there's a game that's like, hey, this is a launch game. But like, well, fuck. I don't have a reason that I need to upgrade yet.
Yeah.
And I probably won't upgrade until there's that killer game. And... I don't know if there's going to be a new IP that'll be a killer game for me.
They haven't shown
anything. I mean, Horizon was the last new IP that was a killer game for me, and that's 2017.
Yeah. Ghost of Tsushima looks cool.
Looks fun, but it's going to be on PS4, so, like, what's the point?
Isn't it going to be PS3, too? Or PS4? Oh, yeah, PS4. I'm sorry. I was thinking PS5 for some reason.
I mean, it will be, but, like... I'll have it on PS4, so...
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, like, that's the only... There's not a lot of new IP...
No.
Maybe I'd like to see Xbox come out with new IP.
I mean, they opened up their studios.
They have a shit ton of studios now.
So they're incubating stuff, and I know they said with the first 18 to 24 months of the Series X, they don't plan on any exclusives. Which I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. How do you expect to... And I'm like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking
forward to it. Well, no, because Halo
Infinite
is coming on PS or Xbox One.
I think it's going to be multi.
Yeah, it'll be multi. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. All right, so that'll do it for our little supplemental episode. Remember, after you hear this, Hammer is going to be a married man.
Woo woo!
Woo woo indeed.
Fuck, I heard that in Morgan Freeman's voice.
Woo indeed.
Woo woo indeed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back March 13th.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Yeah,
that's you can say next week, sir.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. We will at that point have finished Marriage Story, hopefully. Yes. We will also have seen Onward, hopefully.
Yes. I do want to say
that. So yeah. As always, thank you for listening to our supplemental episode of Sprague's a Geek. Yeah. So for Sprague's a Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And Brace your Geek.
Have a great week.